On let you quarter recess, ever you come and say shati. I love to eat my ABC. Ichamari, what you talking about? It means it is the ABC of bonbon. A for A, B for bunny, C for cakes, A bonus cake. And the biggest secret ingredient of bonus cakes and catering is love. Sebu samatom skol uvomo so bonbon yonjou. Ever ID, I'm looking for the love in the cake because I can feel it. Messi quality cakes that will excite and delight our customers. Made from scratch, 15 different flavors. Chocolate cake, vanilla, cherry, lemon, cheese, banana, pineapple, cookies and cream and more. You want cake for birthday parties, anniversaries, wedding? Check your ABC at Bonnie's Cake. If a Bonnie's Cafe catering too, snacks and meals for any occasion. Ubogoshi me manje on BB, a Bonnie's Burger, made from scratch, even more love. Beef, fish and veggie burgers, plus light breakfast including salads, wraps, grilled sandwiches. Enjoy the Bonnie's Cafe, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, Le Samedi 9 to 2, telephone 448-1833. And always remember your ABC, after B is C, right? Bonnie's Cake.
Oh. All right, Dominica, we're here with Bunnies, and she's smiling. A big smile this afternoon there. I hope this smile is for me.
Well, it's for you because they can see it, but I hope that they can feel it.
Oh, okay, all right.
A special good afternoon to you, Mr. Matt Peltier.
Thank you.
And to all of your lovely and wonderful listeners. My name is Nali Bertrand, owner of Bunnies Cakes and Catering. Today, I come bearing gifts.
Gifts.
Good news. Yes.
Only good news.
Well, and gifts will come with that.
All right. I see you have a long list today, so yes. It means we're going to be talking for a while here.
Yes. Okay, so of course, I just want to remind all of our listeners that Bunnies Cakes and Catering is the leading cake shop in Dominica and an up-and-coming catering firm. Today, we'll be focusing on our offering for Christmas. So, of course, for Christmas, we'll be focusing on cakes and catering. I just want to let all our listeners know, because we've been talking, Matt, but I've not been giving them some very vital information. Our mission at Bunnies is to share love by providing unmatched customer service, the highest quality cuisine that excites and delights our customers. And our tagline is made with love.
As usual. 449-309-5969. So we're here with Bunnies. A little distraction here, but you know, with the time around the corner, everybody's texting my phone.
All right, so all of you texting Matt's phone. He's mine right now. Thank you.
Okay. So I belong to Bunny right
yes,
now.
Yes, thank you very much. And we need the distraction, you know. We can't get so caught up that we have to have a little distraction. So let Bunnies be that little distraction for you,
okay? I like
okay?
that. Let Bunnies be the distraction.
A little sweet something, a little something nice away from all the election tension, you know? A little Bunnies to ease up your spirit and free up your mind.
You make cakes with a different colors, though.
We do.
Still?
Well, we had it for one special Thursday, which was
You don't think you should continue?
Election selection. We'll probably do it again.
Well, you have one more week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so of course, Matt, I want to talk about our Christmas specials. So all of you tuned in to Matt and, of course, listening to Bunnies. We've got some goodies in store for you for Christmas. So let's first talk about what we're offering, our fruit cake. Now, Bunnies started with the fruit cake. Let me see how quickly I can give you the story of the Bunnies fruit cake. I think I told you already, did I?
I'm listening.
I think I may have said it to you, but I'll say
you
it
may
again.
Have mentioned
Some, there may be a new listener. It all started when my mom, you know, used to make me fruit cake. I really love fruit cake. Uh-huh. So I would sit and I would eat the entire pan of fruit cake.
You're
and my
joking.
Best friend, you know, she wanted. So I said, okay, sure, you can have some. And then her friends wanted. I'm like, okay, yes, they can have some. But anyway, buy the fruits. Because, you know, it's expensive to make fruit cake. And then their friends wanted. So I said, you know what, Mom? We're in business.
Okay, that's it?
We're in business.
Wow.
And so we started to make the fruitcake. I was a teacher at the grammar school then. And also running my marketing business, Adrenaline Ads. And I would go from door to door, place to place, selling my fruitcakes at the back of my HRV, my then HRV. Mm. And, you know, the fruitcake is so delicious. It has this very distinctive taste.
Okay.
You know, when you taste a Bunnies fruit cake, you know that you're eating a Bunnies fruit cake.
How many years ago was that?
That was about 5 years ago.
5 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, actually in April.
And you have not changed the recipe
it's
at all.
It's a very same recipe, Matt, which you tasted recently.
Okay.
And you know how good it is.
Yes.
All right. So you know how you're, I don't know if your mom is listening. I know she was listening last week.
I was listening.
All right. Hello, Mom. Hello, Matt's mom.
All right.
I don't know if your mom makes fruit cake or, you know, but you know, when we're growing up, you know, that fruitcake that will be made for Christmas, that rich fruit cake that they've been soaking the wine and fruits for months, and we have our fruit soaking mat just waiting to be poured into that bottle.
That
local rum that's soaking in. All the fruits are soaking in that.
That's why
local
you stole
rum.
Your mom's cake.
Yes, I was just addicted, to be honest, you know. And then, you know, that wine that we, that rich wine that we put that fruit to soak in, and then there's a secret drink that we pour in, but I'm not telling you my secret.
Okay, so you're keeping
you
that a secret.
You can taste my secret, but I can tell it to you.
That's
all right.
Fair.
So that is what we give. Mm-hmm. No compromise. So don't, you know, some people make fruitcakes and I'm very disappointed, you know. It's not like, I know they're a competition and if they want, they can go ahead and do that. But I'm very disappointed when I taste a fruitcake that just has about 5 raisins. That's not fruitcake. That's a colored butter cake. Mm. We don't give that at Bunnies. You get a rich, fruity cake. A dark cake containing preserved fruit, local rum, rich wine. And that is the taste of Christmas. Bunnies is the taste of Christmas.
Let's do a quick break. Let's do a quick break and then we'll come back. This is ABC Bunnies right here on Q95. Already it's 8 minutes to 1 o'clock.
Bunny, let you go to recess. If I come and say shati, I love to eat my ABC. Ichamari, what you talking about? It means it is the ABC of bonbon. A for A, B for Bunnies, C for cakes. A Bunnies cake. Ah, and the biggest secret ingredient of Bunnies cakes and catering is love. Sibu Samatom Skol Uvomosu Bonbon Yonju. I'm looking for the love in the cake because I can feel it. Messy quality cakes that will excite and delight our customers. Made from scratch, 15 different flavors. Chocolate cake, vanilla, cherry, lemon, cheese, banana, pineapple, cookies and cream and more. You want cake for birthday, parties, anniversaries, wedding? Check your ABC, a Bunnies cake. If a Bunnies cafe catering too, snacks and meals for any occasion. Ubogoshi Memajo on BB, a Bunnies burger. Made from scratch, even more love. Beef, fish and veggie burgers. Plus light breakfast including salads, wraps, grilled sandwiches. Enjoy the Bunnies cafe. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, Lesambi 9 to 2, telephone 448-1833. And always remember your ABC, after B is C, right? Bunnies cake.
Bunnies cake, and that's what we are having a stop about today, every Wednesday around the same time. And we're here with Bunnies cake. So Nally is in the house.
Right, so Matt, I just want to inform all of our listeners that Bunnies fruitcake is a very popular cake. A lot of persons they rave about the great taste of the Bunnies fruitcake. And Matt, I'm talking to a person who has tasted the Bunnies fruitcake right here.
I've tasted this very hot seat
you've tasted.
I have tasted.
And I want another one too.
Nally.
Yes, so you can have the yummy, palatable Bunnies fruitcake anytime during the Christmas season.
Okay.
However, I really want to, you know, inform my customers that they should order early because you're not the only one who's going to be dreaming of a Bunnies Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my Bunnies fruitcake. All right, I get it.
Yeah. Matt Wagner, I was joining you. You don't want to tell us a backup singer, no? we both started in the choir, right?
Right, in church.
Okay. So you can order your fruitcake $25 a pound. Mm-hmm. And we'd advise that you order your fruitcakes before the 21st of December. Please order early. Those of you who order early, we have the early bird special where you get a chance to win some prizes, including a 4-pound Bunnies fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from whatever it is you order, we also have a few specials for persons who are not into fruitcake. Sad as it may sound, there are persons who don't eat fruitcake, so you can order a cheesecake, a pie in the sky, which is a red velvet and chocolate covered in a famous made from scratch buttercream icing and drizzled with chocolate and strawberry syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our chocolate madness, which is a chocolate cake covered in chocolate icing, cookies and cream, and a cherry cake that you can order if you don't eat fruitcake. So we have this on special for the Christmas season. But back to our fruitcake, Matt, I just want to let our customers know that if you want to be reminded of your childhood and to have that to be put in that whimsical, nostalgic, happy mood again, it definitely will take a Bunnies fruitcake to do that for you. Pair that with a gallon of sorrel juice or a bottle of our sorrel juice at $20. That's our one.
Quick question. We're in the Christmas season.
Yes.
You might need a piece of fruitcake now.
Yes. We just had some fruitcake baked just last night, so you should be able to get slices.
Right.
Yes. and it goes.
So you have them every day.
We bake fruit cake as often as possible, but Matt, when something is good, you know that it doesn't stay. So that is a very popular one. Cheesecake and fruit cake are two most popular cakes at Bunny's.
Wow.
And so now during the Christmas season, I'm advocating, I'm telling you all of you, my customers, I'm on your behalf.
As a matter of fact, when my sister was listening last week and it was her birthday on Sunday, she said, please tell her to send me a cheesecake. She's a lover of cheesecake.
All right. So, of course, Matt, just want to also inform the listeners that at Bunny's for Christmas, we'll be offering an unsweetened fruitcake and sweetened fruitcake. So those persons who suffer from diabetes, the persons who are not able to take in sugar, we are offering an unsweetened version of the fruitcake. So that will be a naturally sweetened fruitcake with the fruit itself. So not, when I say unsweetened, it's, you know, the natural sweetener, the fruits will be the sweetener, but of course we'll not be having any bleached sugar added to that fruitcake. So, but that would be something that you'd have to order in advance. So make sure you order your fruitcakes in advance. And I'm speaking so quickly because there's so much that I have to say and in so little time.
So little time.
And I really want them to understand the significance of ordering their cake in advance. Mm. Because we already have a number of orders pouring in for the Christmas season.
And you don't want to be late.
No, I don't. And I know that persons are currently distracted with what's happening, the elections, and, you know, that's taken away from Christmas, you know, the attention that we usually give to our Christmas preparation. But those of you who know what Christmas means, this is a time of preparation for Christmas. It's really the time that we're preparing for the arrival, the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want persons to lose their focus on what it is that we're preparing. It is very important that we get ready to receive the Savior. And so in one of your preparation activities or whatever is to ensure that you book your fruitcake in advance. You know, you book those things in advance. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul, prepare your mind, but also prepare your home. You know, prepare your what's going to happen, you know, for your celebrations. And that is why I also want to inform our customers and potential customers that we are offering catering services for the Christmas season. So for those of you having Christmas parties, Christmas dinners, we are definitely your stop to get your orders, your catering going, but you would have to order in advance.
Mm.
And you know,
like
Matt,
how many days you would
buy? Normally people call us 2-3 days before for catering, but if you have a large office party, you know, at least 2 weeks in advance, so at least a week would give us adequate time to prepare.
Okay, that's fair.
That's more than fair. So remember, Bunny's made with love. I was in someone's office earlier today. I'm sure they're listening. So special good morning to you guys. And I said to them, Bunny's equals love. So don't have a loveless Christmas.
I like that. That's a nice line. Mm-hmm. Don't have a loveless Christmas.
Yes.
Bunny's all about love.
Bunny's is all about love. You know what, you know, a lot of, you know, yesterday someone told me that they had a small catering for a party and they had forgotten about the birthday, and we made them look so good. We gave them a cake and catering on very short notice, Matt. They were so happy and they called me to express their satisfaction. And you know, I was so excited, not because of the money that I received, but because the customer was so satisfied. It filled my heart with pride, you know, swells of pride, you know, because I felt that, you know, we were providing a quality service. One of the things that sometimes when you go to a party or something and someone caters, maybe it may be almost mass production, you know, the meat pies, they're a bit soggy, they're not. But at Bunny's, we try to ensure that every pizza, every meat pie, every drumette is flavor-filled, that it is something that we would want to eat.
Wow. You said every pie?
Yes, I like food. Not because, yes, you may have a lot of pies, but some it's one for everyone.
Right.
And you don't know who's going to get one. It could be you.
I would like that formula. I would like that formula to give all love to all the meat pies.
Just do everything with love. Sometimes you fall short, you apologize, and you start all over again.
Wow. Anyway, it's a wrong time, huh? You know that. We have to move. Let's have your final numbers and, of course, the contact numbers for the time.
All right. So, Matt, today our program was very informative. Our usual playfulness, I mean, that wasn't there today.
Nothing to give away this time.
But yes, of course, we always have to give away. So Matt, you can decide what it is, but I will be giving away a pound fruit cake. You can decide what it is that you want to give the question on. Of course,
right,
you can
I'll ask the question. Final question. Mm-hmm. Final question. How much is Bernice charging for a 1 pound of fruit cake?
That's a good one.
That's a good one?
Yes.
All right, okay. I listened, and I hope you were listening. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to answer that question, okay? 449-3095-9697. Let's see if somebody answers in 30 seconds. How much is Bonnie offering for 1 pound of fruitcake? That's the question for the afternoon from Bonnie's. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let's see, we have that call. Hello, talk to me. Yes, a king.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes.
I'm here to answer the question.
Well, you don't have too much time, so answer the question.
$25.
Wow, that's the George clapping there.
Congratulations.
Tell me your name. Take the name down. What's
your
name?
I'm going to take the name of the person who's going to eat some love.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Celsus Centville.
Celsus?
C-E-L-S-A. Centville.
Yep. Okay, so how soon can she pick up the cake, Nally?
I will take her number, if that's possible, off air, and I'll give her a call.
You want to give us your number on air or off air?
Off air, please.
Okay. Hold on there, of course. Let's say our final bye-byes, Nally.
All right. So, of course, Matt, thank you so much for having me. I want to say a special thank you to all of our listeners. It's always a pleasure to come here and talk to you about bunnies, something that I'm very, very passionate about. I believe in bunnies. I believe there is something mystical and something miraculous about bunnies.
All right.
That heals homes and fills spaces with love. So if you're having a party or celebration, you definitely have to have something bunnies. Whether it's a cake or catering, it has to have something bunnies to give it that essence.
Give it some love, Dominica. Go visit bunnies today. Tomorrow, it's $5
Thursday.
You have 30 seconds.
Yes, tomorrow is $5 Thursday. I think right now that's a national day of observation, a national event. It's a national event. Every Thursday at Bunnies, the whole of Dominica should recognize Bunnies, recognize Thursday and $5 Thursday as a national event because it's a national cake shop. It's yours. So we have this special every Thursday where you can come in and get a slice of cake. That's normally $10, $8, $7 for $5. And tomorrow we'll be having a wide variety of moist, made from scratch, made with love cakes from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. So come fill yourself with some of that Bunny's love. And I'll tell you, you're going to feel a whole lot better.
Thank you, Dali. Have a great one. Until next Wednesday.
Bonnie, let's go to recess. Every woman say shati. I love to eat my ABC. It's a money what you're talking about. It means it is the ABC of bonbon. A for A, B for Bonnie, C for cakes. A Bonnie's cake. And the biggest secret ingredient of Bonnie's cakes and catering is love. Sibu Samatom's call Uvomo Subomo Yonju. Everybody, I'm looking for the love in the cake because I can feel it. Messy quality cakes that will excite and delight our customers. Made from scratch, 15 different flavors. Chocolate cake, vanilla, cherry, lemon, cheese, banana, pineapple, cookies and cream and more. You want cake for birthday, parties, anniversaries, wedding? Check your ABC, a Bonnie's cake. If a Bonnie's cafe catering too, snacks and meals for any occasion. Pourquoi j'ai mangé un bibi? A Bonnie's burgers, made from scratch, even more love. Beef, fish and veggie burgers. Plus light breakfast including salads, wraps, grilled sandwiches. Enjoy the Bonnie's cafe, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Les samedi, 9 to 2. 24 for 8, 18:33. And always remember your ABC. After B is C, right? Bonnie's cake.
All right, Nally, before you go, I need to give you, because the lady was on the line but left there, so give her your number.
Okay, and, you can. I'm going to give her my cell phone number. You can call me at 225-3333. That's my cell phone number. And you can also call the business at 448-1833 or 225-2948.
Thank you. News is next right here on Q. And then, of course, Talk on the Block.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Good afternoon. This is the news at the top of the hour for this time. The news is brought to you compliments Burton & Company. Here's what's making news. General Manager of Dexia, Gregoire Thomas, says the agency's second hosting of the Strictly Local Christmas Village SLCV, scheduled to take place at the Rosal Market from Wednesday 18th December to Friday 20th December 2019, promises to be an amazing event, providing additional support to Dominican-based businesses.
Sometime in October, I mentioned to you that you needed to mark your calendars, because at the time we were talking about Market Day with a Difference. And after Market Day with a Difference, we also hosted the International Food Fair. And this is the last of the activities that we are hosting for this year. It is the Strictly Local Christmas Village. Based on the reviews and the experience of last year, we had no choice but to stage another edition of the Strictly Local Christmas Village. And it is all part of Dexia's program to support local industries.
General Manager of Dexia, Gregoire Thomas. This is Q95 News. Seven Islamists have been sentenced to death for a 2016 attack on a cafe in the Bangladeshi capital, in which 22 people, mostly foreigners, were killed. The attack on the Holy Artisan Cafe in Dhaka was carried out by a group of five men who took diners hostage. Eight people were on trial, accused of planning the attack and supplying weapons. One man was acquitted. The 12-hour siege was Bangladesh's deadliest Islamist attack. Most of the victims were Italian or Japanese. The attack was claimed by the Islamic State ISIS group, but Bangladesh disputed this, instead holding a local militant group responsible. All of the gunmen were killed by police. That's the news at the top of the hour for this time. The news again brought to you compliments Burton & Company Limited. Stay tuned to the big station. Talk on the Block continues after this.
Better bargains are at Burton's. Come see what's new in store. New arrivals on 32-inch, 43-inch television and 55-inch 4K or ultra-high definition televisions. The most up-to-date quality televisions on the market. Choose from a variety of twin tubs, top-load and front-load washing machines and new arrivals on dishwashers and air-conditioned units. Come to the electric shop on the corner of Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram or call us at 448-2815. Better bargains are at Burton's, the electric shop.
Government has failed to offer public officers any increase. This Wednesday, the public officers are being asked to gather at the Arch on the Riverside 2 p.m. to protest against government failure to offer salary increase. All public officers and supporters are asked to gather at the Arch on Wednesday, 27 November 2019, 2 p.m. The issue is salary negotiations. Time for talking is over.
All right, Dominica, we're here. This is the Talk on the Block. I need to find out just what went on there with the journalists and the president of Dominica today. Had a meeting with the media corps. And Carla John Baptist is one of the prominent journalists in the room. He's on the line with me just to give us a brief synopsis of what happened this morning. Carla John Baptist, good afternoon to you. Welcome again.
Good afternoon to you, Matt. Good afternoon to your many listeners. A long day.
A long day. Long meeting, yes. Too?
Yes, indeed. The meeting ended just about 12:15 p.m. today. His Excellency the President, you know, he started the meeting just about, I think, about 9:15 or thereabout. And, you know, he spoke. In fact, we were all asked to leave all recorders, and so that the meeting is not recorded, except, of course, for the president's notes. Of course, he would have had a recording individual there,
okay,
taking notes of what transpired. But from the media corps, all cameras, cell phones, all that had to be put off and placed in a security area. And on entry, the president did ask that if anybody, perchance, would have gone past the security and had any security and recording devices, he asked that they do not use it and put it off. And so that being said, Matt, the president sort of, you know, there was a document, a bundle of files issued to us. Among the documents, of course, you had a letter from Attorney at Law Kara Shillingford. Of course, the Dominica Travel Advisory, His Excellency the President's response to Ms. Kara Shillingford, the Electoral Reform Fact Sheet dated 2019, Official Gazette number 49 dated Wednesday 6 November 2019, a press release from the Office of the President dated Monday 18 November 2019, the President's Secretary letter to the Administrator of DNO dated November 18, 2019, a draft Dominica Diaspora Policy Paper prepared by the Academy, Dominica Academy of Arts and Sciences, dated 15th October 2004, Consultants Report dated April 2017, a letter from Mr. Isaac Baptiste, President of the UWP, addressed to Mr. Gerard Britton, a Dominica Electoral Commission, and copied to His Excellency the President, dated Wednesday, 20th November 2019. And the President also made mention of two other letters, one from Mr. Anthony LeBlanc, a letter requesting a meeting from the group, requesting a meeting today, incidentally, of His Excellency the President. And of course, the President said he could not, he only saw that today. He was not in a position to meet with them, but definitely he will make some time to meet with the group. He has also indicated that this afternoon at 3 p.m., he will be meeting with the Dominican Labour Party and UWP combined. And at that meeting, he has also invited His Lordship, the Bishop of Rosa, to be part of that meeting, and the Methodist minister, I think, to be part of that meeting. He also indicated that at the end of all the meetings that he has had, he has met with a number of interest groups, DIC, UWP, DLP, Christian Council, Evangelical Churches, 7 days, and of course the media. He intends to issue a statement. He has not yet decided as to how he's going to issue the statement, if it's via a press release, if it's via a televised address, but he intends to issue a statement as it relates to that.
How soon, Carla? How soon did he indicate that statement will be released?
He did not say.
Okay.
That was asked, and he could not say the when. He also indicated that the simple message he's asking the media to do is ask the people to be measured in their political comments, and ask the media not to fan the flame, not to assist in fanning the flame of violence on the island. He's asking the media to discourage and condemn any and all acts of violence, and is also asking that the political parties to use their platform to discourage people from doing any acts of violence of any shape or form. That, in essence, he is asking the media to do, and all other interest groups. Of course, lots of things was discussed at the meeting. People aired their views, Dominican News Online, the Media Association, represented by Gavin Richards and Dion Durant. You had GIS, you had Vibes Radio, you had MO News. I did not see Q95 FM Demat. I don't know why. Of course, I was a representative of the Sun newspaper there. So the President, like I said, he addressed the media group, and in a nutshell, he is asking that with 9 days to go before the general election in Dominica, he's asking that people temper their self so that we can have a peaceful general election in Dominica. And he's asking the media to use all their influence or influences that is available to them to sort of tone down, and ask people to tone down as it relates to the level of violence and the way things are going on in the country.
Carlisle John Baptist, I mean, of course, the media was in the house. What do you think was some of the more important question put forward by the media this afternoon there?
Well, among the things that was addressed, one of them is that, of course, the issue of electoral reform, you know, was high on the discussion today. We look at the letter of Ms. Kyra Schillingford addressed to His Excellency the President. We looked at the response of His Excellency the President. We also looked at the letter. Yes, there was a letter, I forgot this one. There was a letter from Mr. Isaac Baptiste, the President of the United Workers Party, that His Excellency the President stated that he received just today on his desk. And we looked at that. We also looked at a release from the Electoral Commission stating that they have issued the final list. And you would have a copy of it, Matt. I don't have it before me. But they are saying that all things go and set for the elections. And they're saying that although they have received a list of objections, but that does not prevent them from issuing the final voters list. So they're saying that irrespective of the objections raised by the opposition party, the United Workers Party, that does not stop them from issuing the list, the final list. That came up for discussion. Of course, His Excellency the President weighed in on that. And you know, There was a you know, very cordial discussion, I must say, very cordial, and I probably want to add open discussion from those who participated in the discussion today.
Carlisle, a lot of groups that have met the president, you know, insisted that maybe the date of election may be postponed based on you know, the talk of reform. Did you get any indication there from the president whether that may be possible? I even heard today, in my discussion with some sources, that there is a letter indicating that some group might want an injunction.
Well, what I can tell you, though, Matt, is that the president has said that he has listened to various groups and all what is being said. He has also been in contact with the Electoral Commission, and I'm not sure if he spoke about the Electoral Office, but he did see the Electoral Commission, and from the information which has been provided to him, and he did of course, he made mention of a letter. Let me see the letter. He quoted a letter. Yes, a letter dated the November 20th, 2019, addressed to Ms. Kyra Schillingford, and in the final paragraph of the letter, he states, and I quote, "As regards the state of readiness for the holding of the general election, I am advised that the Electoral Commission is ready and able to manage the general elections to be held on the 6th of December 2019. So he's saying that based on information that he has before him, that the Electoral Commission is saying that they are ready to manage the general elections to be held in Dominica on the 6th of December, 2019.
Carlisle John Baptist, thank you very much. Thank you very
You're welcome.
Much. Thank you, thank you. A synopsis of a meeting with the president this morning. Yes, Q95, you were asking whether Q95 was invited to the meeting. Yes, they were. But given prior engagements, the reporters could not attend. If you're asking if Matt Peltier was invited, no. Dominica, as usual on a Wednesday, we have Mr. Joshua Francis. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go right into the discussion with Joshua Francis. We're coming back.
government has failed to offer public officers any increase. This Wednesday, the public officers are being asked to gather at the Arch on the Riverside 2 p.m. to protest against government failure to offer salary increase. All public officers and supporters are asked to gather at the Arch on Wednesday, 27 November 2019, 2 p.m. The issue is salary negotiations. Time for talking is over.
The Dominica Bar Association invites you to take part in Lawyers Run for Child Abuse Prevention, Dominica's first ever marathon relay. Sunday, 15th December in Portsmouth, commencing at 7 a.m. You can run alone or form teams of two or four to run the full marathon. Or the half marathon relay, registration for individuals $40, teams of two $80, teams of four $120, or buy the Coral, Ruby, or Diamond Corporate Package and get team t-shirts. Register at the chambers of Harris Harris and DJ on Hodges Lane or Prevost and Roberts at the Prevost Cinema. The run begins at Purple Turtle and ends at Purple Turtle. So come down to Purple Turtle on Sunday, 15th December. All monies raised will go to Chances. Child abuse is everybody's business. Take part. Run for Child Abuse Prevention. Sunday, December 15, 2019. Purple Turtle, 7 a.m. For more information, call 295-8225.
Oh, it's a happy day, good year, Aston Man. Apocoli, on Saturday, November 28th. Moon Kesoti hot to pass to Dominica. Pis, la porte funette still galvanage. Tout calte bagay qui ka mache soti. For Aston Man's and straight to your homes. Yes, 15% discount. Asu ne pot bite ou gen kote Aston Man. Apocoli, asu jusala. Friday, 30th November. Pis, c'est customer appreciation day. Aston Man's capotin. Jusala pou moutue appreciation. All its customers. If you 15% discount plus free sampling and prizes to be won at the home and building of Pokole. Homebuilders Lavie, Ronai the Robot Cindy, Missy at Chairman Yukai Bati downstairs you. Gilbert D. and Stefan, I was waiting on you. Yes, Chepanty avec Masson, electrician, plumbers, tools and equipment pour turn it up open. 15% discount on all cash purchases. Saturday, 30th November from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Take it up now.
It's Christmas in November at Astafan Supercenter in Roseau from 25th to November 30th.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
Christmas in November.
Get 15% off everything. Everything. And up to 75% off on selected clothing and cosmetics on the entire second floor at Astafan Supercenter in Roseau. Furniture, appliances, household, clothing, shoes, textiles, and more. Merry Christmas in November. 25th to 30th November. Ask the fans.
Right place, right price.
For all your refreshing and natural local juices, both sweetened and unsweetened, check out Daily Fresh at our local outlets around town and at your favorite supermarkets. For wholesale, call us at 316-7745 and 612-8174. Drink healthy, drink local, drink Daily Fresh.
We're here, Dominica. This is the Talk on the Block. On a Wednesday, we usually feature the deputy political leader and, of course, sometimes the other representatives of the opposition United Workers Party. Let's do this first, and we'll talk to Joshua Francis.
Lord knows, Josh knows. Lord knows, Josh knows.
Just a small message to let you know that Josh loves you. He knows how it feels to have no food to eat, no clothes, no shoes, no way to sleep. He knows how it feels with no medical care when paracetamol is the main doctor. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Victimization, oppression, and poverty. When I look, tell me, what do I see? We're losing our country rapidly. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Taking the poor and the needy for my sheep. When I look, tell me what.
All right. right, Dominica. Yes, we're ready to go with Joshua Francis. Of course, the time always runs by very, very quickly. We only have about, 35? Yeah, 35 minutes to deal with Joshua Francis, given everything that's happening around us. Joshua, before we delve into your constituency, we need to talk about an issue that is now current and everybody's talking about, based on the documentary featured by the Al Jazeera News Network. You saw that documentary, Joshua?
Yes, I did, but I haven't looked at it in its entirety. I have been extremely busy taking care of people's affairs, and as such, I have not really taken the time which is required for me to assess, distill, assimilate, and to articulate on the matter with distinction. But nonetheless, Matt, allow me to take the opportunity to say good afternoon to you first and foremost, to your listeners, wherever they are. Always a special good afternoon to the people of the Rosal Salt constituency, the beautiful people of Fobawa, Lubia, Snock Corner, Wallhouse, Castle Comfort, Fortney, Jodel, Eggleston, Suchonier, Melville, Battery, Kings Hill, Newtong, Emsall, Silver Lake, Bath Estate. I hope you're having a good one. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're in good spirits. Of course, some of you may not be doing very well. You may be feeling ill. I hope my voice can bring some warmth to your heart and that of Matt's as well, and that you're going to have a pleasant afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joshua. We're going to again delve deep into what is the current issue at this time. Of course, you said, Joshua, that you have not really seen the documentary in detail. But in a nutshell, it spoke of corruption. About 40 minutes of that spoke of the corrupt activities of the Labour Party in recent years. And somewhere towards the end, 2.5 minutes, of course, a little piece there talking about the opposition.
Well, first of all, Matt, allow me to say that it should not be of any surprise to Dominicans, ordinary Dominicans, irrespective of religious, political, or cultural affiliation, that the Dominican Labour Party is corrupt. It has been corrupt for a very long time. And it's not just ordinary corruption. It's extraordinary corruption, unnatural corruption, corruption down to the marrow of the bones of the party. And what we saw and we observed, what we heard emanating from the video in question, basically is just confirmation of what ordinary Dominicans ought to have known over the past 20 years.
But I heard last night in Warner, speaking to his base or speaking to his fans, he said that everything you see in the video is not true. What is it about?
Well, Matt, when a man has become a master of lies, you do not expect him to repent or to have a contrite spirit to accept any responsibility for his lies or his wrongdoings.
Does he have a conscience?
Well, he certainly has a conscience, but some consciences are hardened in one direction. And unfortunately, the outgoing Prime Minister may have lost a good conscience. Hence, he's not coming clean to the nation. On that note, allow me to pour abundant commendations on the leader of the opposition, the parliamentary leader of the opposition and incoming Prime Minister, the Honorable Lennox Linton, for being a man to come right here at the studios of Q95 to speak to a matter which the nation seemed to be concerned about. I commend him. I think that he did an exemplary job, a commendable job, and there is really nothing I could add, delete, or amend to what he said. Furthermore, his lawyer came and corroborate and substantiate certain things which were already said by the Honorable Lennox Linton. And to me, if I attempt to meddle in what was said by these two gentlemen, I would probably contaminate the waters which they delivered.
Total transparency right there.
Well, and as I said, that is something that is very commendable. Not many political leaders take responsibility to speak to questions. And the Honorable Lennox Linton, who has distinguished himself as somebody always prepared to speak to the nation, he was not shy. He came here. He made himself available. And the question now is whether the outgoing Prime Minister would do the same.
Well, I've asked him.
Well, you have asked him a million times. But he fears questions from the public because he has a lot to hide. The Honorable Lennox Linton, on the other hand, came with clean hands. He opened himself up. Of course, so some people would agree and disagree certain things that he has said. But I commend the man. Once again, he has shown that he's a man of mettle, a man who stands for integrity, sincerity, honesty, courage, and we must give him his plus for that.
All right, Joshua Francis, I just want to ask the next question. We go right into it. Are you happy with your party on the ground?
Matt, I cannot be happier. I'm excited. I'm asking all our listeners, all our supporters to be excited. I can see the alignment of God's hands taking place in Dominica. And I have no doubt that whenever election is called, of course, we have the date December 6th, but ultimately God is in charge as to whether the election will be called on the 6th or not. And when it is called, that the United Workers Party Team Dominica will emerge victoriously. And really, it's not even United Workers Party, it's the people of Dominica who will be victorious. Because a significant number of Dominicans are under mental, psychological, financial, and spiritual bondage. And it's just a matter of a few days when the shackles of poverty, of psychological oppression, of economic deprivation, of oppression in different forms, victimization, nepotism, and so on and so forth shall come to an end. I'm looking towards a new government that will create a new economy, new ideas, new strategies. And to just to say, I'm so excited and confident that the United Workers Party Team Dominica will form the next government of Dominica, that the leadership of the United Workers Party has already started taking action. We're in transition and we are putting the necessary facilities in place to get going from the get-go. So in other words, if election is called on the 6th of December, from the 7th, we are ready. And the Honorable Lennox Linton himself, being a very progressive individual, being visionary, is already to go. And he has already started putting his team in place. His team beyond candidates. Of course, you're going to need ambassadors, you're going to need advisors, you're going to need permanent secretaries, and we have already gone to that stage. And I want to commend Honorable Lennox Linton for that again. And some of the things that you have been hearing in respect to the same video, the video that you spoke about from Al Jazeera, I'm not too sure whether Mr. Linton mentioned that. I'm not too sure whether his lawyer did, but I want to take the opportunity to say that Mr. Linton is a visionary and he has already started to put his team in place. And that's expected when you have a change of government, you have a transitory process taking place. And that's exactly what has started. We have already spoken to certain persons to take up key positions upon victory, and I am excited.
You seem very excited.
Well, I have to, Matt, because after 20 years of failure in this country, a government that has failed to grow Dominica's economy beyond 1%, a government that has caused Dominica to regress and now be last in many key economic areas, last in foreign direct investment by a significant gap, last in employment opportunities, last in tourist receipts, last in tangible or visible exports, last in employment opportunities for young people, last in salaries and wages in terms of what is equitable and reasonable. And I can go on and on. This is the legacy of the Dominican Labour Party, and the legacy of failure is compounded by corruption. So when you have a party that has become corrupt, a party that has failed the people, a party that continues to lie, a party that has not been able to grow an economy, clearly you must be excited that this is coming to an end and a new beginning is about to dawn upon Dominica.
What about the candidates on the ground of the UWP? Are they doing their work like house to house, meeting people? A lot of people seem concerned.
Well, Matt, yes. Every candidate has his or her own personality, and the candidates canvass in different ways. Some of us, we love going house to house. Some people prefer block meetings. But all in all, the candidates of Team Dominica United Workers Party are working very hard. It's a solid team, Matt. When you look at our team,
so you are happy with the work on the ground.
I'm happy with my team. I'm happy with the effort which they have placed in. First of all, one of the things which I enjoy about my team is that not one team member was paid directly, indirectly, or given a promise that upon victory of Team Dominica that they were going to be rewarded. Not one. All these candidates came forward voluntarily to present and give service to the Commonwealth of Dominica. This is the type of governance that we had in the past, where persons sacrifice self for country. And my team consists of people like that. These are people who have presented themselves to serve Dominica voluntarily without looking for favors. I do not know of any candidates who approach myself or the Honorable Lennox Linton on the ground that if I win or should I win, I want a certain ministry. If I win, should I win, I want a certain amount of money. If I win, should I win, I want that package. That has not happened. And I want to commend my team for that. I also want to commend the Honorable Lennox Linton and the entire team, because it's a teamwork, keep that in mind, for the hard work which they have been performing over the past few weeks and few months. And I have no doubt with God the Almighty as the supreme leader of the party that will be victorious. Because, Matt, I want to make that salient point that the Team Dominica United Workers Party really is led by the Almighty God. We have all earthly leader in the name of the incoming Prime Minister, the Honorable Lennox Linton, but the supreme and ultimate leader is Jehovah God.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, Dominica. This is the Talk on the Block.
Government has failed to offer public officers any increase. This Wednesday, the public officers are being asked to gather at the Arch on the Riverside 2 p.m. to protest against government failure to offer salary increase. All public officers and supporters are asked to gather at the Arch on Wednesday, 27 November 2019, 2 p.m. The issue is salary negotiations. Time for talking is over.
The Dominica Bar Association invites you to take part in Lawyers Run for Child Abuse Prevention, Dominica's first ever marathon relay. Sunday, 15th December in Portsmouth, commencing at 7 a.m. You can run alone or form teams of two or four to run the full marathon. Or the half marathon relay, registration for individuals $40, teams of two $80, teams of four $120, or buy the Coral, Ruby, or Diamond Corporate Package and get team t-shirts. Register at the chambers of Harris, Harris and DJ on Hodges Lane or Prevost and Roberts at the Prevost Cinema. The run begins at Purple Turtle and ends at Purple Turtle. So come down to Purple Turtle on Sunday, 15th December. All monies raised will go to Chances. Child abuse is everybody's business. Take part. Run for Child Abuse Prevention. Sunday, December 15, 2019. Purple Turtle, 7 a.m. For more information, call 295-8225.
Oh, it's a happy day. Good.
Attention, all hoteliers, caterers, bars, restaurants, and snackets. Meet your solution to fresh, delicious local juices. Daily Fresh. Let us handle the juice-making task for you.
Daily Fresh.
Gallon juices available in a wide variety of flavors with free delivery within Roseau environs. Call Daily Fresh today at 316-7745 or 612-8174. Visit all locations at 49 Virgin Lane, Roseau. Daily Fresh. Drink healthy. Drink local.
If you will tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again.
Now available at Easter Trading Limited, a wide assortment of top quality Vortman cookies, including sugar-free cookies and wafers. Delicious flavors include a chocolate chip, pecan chocolate chip, fudge brownie chocolate chips, lemon coconut, oatmeal raisin, strawberry banana wafers, and more. Don't forget the Vortman breakfast biscuits in your choice of apple cinnamon, chocolate banana, and oatmeal flavors. Vortman world famous delicious cookies, prices as low as $6.25 per pack. Available at Easter Trading Limited supermarket, Bayfront Roseau Wholesale Department at 106 Independence Street, Roseau, and a distribution center, Canefield Industrial Site. ESA Trading Limited, making a difference for you.
Guadalupe, Guada, Guadada! Nuella Wivini Seminam and Valferi announces Shopping Fridays in December for only $250. Deso Secadolam in Seminam, $250. One day shopping in Guada! Friday, December 13th and Friday, December 20th. Departing the Roseau Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. The Cabaret Sport at 7 a.m. On return, departing Guadalupe at 6 p.m. Book your space on Val Ferry Contaco offices at 440-3457 or 445-6048. Shopping Fridays in Guadalupe Timal. C'est Val Ferry, Lucas Sevi Puduela.
Lord knows, Josh knows.
Josh knows.
Lord knows, Lord knows, Josh knows.
He knows.
Lord knows, Lord knows, Josh knows. Lord knows, Lord knows, Josh knows.
Peace, brothers and sisters, how do you do? Just a small message.
just have no food to eat, no clothes, no shoes, nowhere to sleep. He knows how it feels with no medical care, when paracetamol is the main doctor. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Victimization, oppression, and poverty. When I look, tell me, what do I see? We're losing our country rapidly. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Taking the poor and the needy for my heat. When I look, tell me, what do I see? The youths are bribed and fooled daily. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Even the blind could see it's a conspiracy.
Lord knows, Lord knows, Josh knows.
Joshua, your parliamentary representative for the Roses South constituency. I have been there with you and we are doing this together. We have been through the difficult roads. There were mornings when we woke up, we had no breakfast. There were times during lunch, we had nothing to eat. At night, nothing to eat, no mattress to sleep. In the morning, we had no plumbing, we had to get to the river. Where we bathed, we did our laundry, we cooked by the river. Brothers and sisters, I know what it is.
All right, Dominica, we're back here. Joshua, I want to go back to a very important point you made earlier in terms of preparation for government.
Yes, Matt, our team understand that we are on course to govern the country. And we do not want a situation where when election is called on polling night, the honorable leader, the new prime minister, the incoming prime minister, the Commonwealth of Dominica, has to be scratching his head as to who's going to be Minister of Finance, who's going to be Minister of Communication and Work, who's going to be Ambassador A, Ambassador B. And therefore, what he has decided to do with the leadership of the party is to start putting things in place, because we have no doubt that we are going to form the next government. Our team is a visionary and progressive team, and we could not have a better leader than the Honorable Lennox Linton in terms of his understanding of coordination, processing information, leading a team to keep it unified. Because keep in mind, Matt, our team consists of different professionals, different personalities, different backgrounds, different disciplines, different expertise. And you can understand sometimes that a leader may have difficulty to keep a bunch of people with such diverse background together. And the Honorable Lennox Linton must be commended for that as well. He has done an exemplary job to keep that team together. And I have no doubt that that unifying spirit, which forms part of his character, will permeate in the country beyond the 7th of December, should election be called on the 7th. Because one of the problems that we have experienced in Dominica is that the outgoing prime minister has divided the country significantly. And I know from the heart, from the mind and spirit of the incoming prime minister, the Honorable Lennox Linton, that he wants to unify, our team wants to unify the country.
Somebody actually put me in that position asking me, Matt, if you were Lennox Linton at this time, what would be your ministers of government? I was lost, because there's so many diverse talents in there, so you kind of feel like you're confused doing that.
Well,
so I know he has a difficult job.
I don't think it's difficult. You know, certain things which appear difficult to the public is not difficult to the Honorable Lennox Linton, because he has a gift of processing. I mean, sometimes I listen to the gentleman process and retain information, and I marvel.
You're amazed.
Because look at his age. I mean, looking at his age compared to a 15-year-old, his brain works like it's a 15, 16, 17-year-old. It's like it processes information very quickly. Well, and it retains information very well. So it is not as difficult for him, Matt. We have persons who represent the youth. You have youth leaders, like you have, you know, Annette Sanford, the caring nurse. You have Ned Parkett. You have Clement Masler. These are young people who can represent the concerns of the young people in this country, a country which has lost an environment to allow young people to aspire and dream big. We want to create a new Dominica where young people can stay right in Dominica and satisfy their dreams and aspirations. And we have persons who are positioned to represent the concerns of the youth. We have women, empowered women like Honorable Senator Monel Williams. You have Rosanna Emanuel. You have Francisca Joseph, women who have experience and women who can represent the concerns and interests of women in this country to further empower women, especially our single parents, our young women who want jobs which can help them become even more independent so they can buy their own land, buy their own car, do their own business, be able to travel St. Lucia on weekends to shop. That is the Dominica we want. We want a Dominica where people can fly directly from New York or Canada into the country without having to stop for Antigua or Barbados. So it means that the United Workers Party Team Dominica is committed to establish, construct, and maintain an international airport. And Matt, I want to add something that we don't normally speak about, but it is too dear to my heart, which is environmental protection. There is a correlation between the environment and the severity of flooding that we have been getting in Dominica. And unless we do things better, it's going to get worse.
Climate change.
Well, Matt, it's not just climate change. Climate change is a big picture. And we have absolutely no control over what happens in China or India or these industrialized countries as far as distributing gas, green gases into the environment. Mm. What we have control over is physical planning. I see people just building or being allowed to build anywhere in water catchment areas. Take, for example, Matt, the Bellevue area. This new housing project for the PT7 people, again, I'm happy that these PT7 people were able to get their houses. But that is not a proper place, because what's going to happen in years to come because of concretization and urbanization of the area in a water reservoir. Are you aware that it's a reservoir? Are you aware that the top of Bellevue has a reservoir which is the source for three rivers? There are two rivers in Lubia. Wow. and Castle Comfort River, you call it Life Kanawi. Do you know that, Matt?
No, I wasn't aware.
Are you concerned about the ramifications of those houses on top of that reservoir? You have infiltration of waste into the reservoir, that's one. Number two, because of the concretization of the area, surface runoff is going to be more rapid because the trees are not going to be able to intercept the raindrop as it used to do in the past. Hence, we're going to have more brutal surface runoff, larger flooding, hence creating problems for the people of Lubia and Castle Comfort. So those are the type of things that we have to take into consideration. And our team has taken those things into consideration. And that is why certain amendments of laws will take place in Dominica and execution of laws for proper physical planning, passing legislation to reduce vulnerability of Dominica to climate change. And that is just one component of concerns that we have as far as the environment is concerned, because Matt, you have earthquake. We are in an earthquake and volcanic area. Dominica is part of the Caribbean, which lies on a subduction zone, hence making it vulnerable to volcanic and earthquake activities. So we had to be concerned about that. Matt, with our team, we want to embark on a campaign that every year we're going to plant trees along the riverbanks every year. But again, that comes with vision, because we are trying to create a Dominica not just for material wealth, but create a Dominica where we can protect our environment for future generations to enjoy. So we're going to have what we refer to as a sustainable economic development policy, whereby we're going to create the jobs without destroying the environment. Because as it is right now, just as it happened, we're happy we have range development, but at what cost? We have to take part of our heritage site to build Kempinski. Those are the type of things we have to take into context in the matrix, because I always say to people that the Haiti that we talk about was once the gem of the Caribbean, had many rivers. But what happened? Politicians and men, for lack of foresight,
poor planning.
Well, here you go. With our team, Matt, we have those things into consideration. We have those things locked down. So it's not just about creating the jobs, because we intend to create at least 12,000 jobs within the next 5 years. Jobs. Now, when people hear about 12,000 jobs, Matt, it's not just a question of we form the government and we're just creating jobs. This is going to be a public-private sector partnership, whereby we're going to create an environment to lower the cost of living in this country. You have heard me articulate how we're going to work on the import duties in Dominica. We have to find a way to lower import duties to make it easier for small businesses to bring in their equipments to do their business. We have to find a way to cause the ordinary Dominican to have more money in his pocket so that his purchasing power parity will be greater. How do you do that, Matt? You do that by putting less burden on him. So we have to look at the VAT system. We have to take out VAT on certain selected food items. We have to remove VAT completely and totally on some food
on
items.
Construction too?
Matt, in the construction now, why are we going to reduce the import duties on construction materials for at least a year. A, because some people have still not been able to recover 100%. There are still a significant number of Dominicans who did not get any government assistance, they did not get insurance assistance, and their houses are still in a state of disrepair. We are saying that if we remove import duties on building materials, all of a sudden it becomes more affordable for these people who have been affected and continue to be affected to take a loan to buy their materials and to repair their homes. When you repair a house, what does it mean? You need a plumber, you need a carpenter, you need a mason. So more people are going to be absorbed into the workforce. More people absorbed into the workforce means all of a sudden somebody who was not working can work. You can go in a shop and buy a dollar. The shopkeeper now is making more money. She now can buy more goods. She can save more money in the bank. The money becomes available to give a loan. And you have what you refer to as a multiplier effect. So that is the type of vision we have for the country, to create a new environment where people are going to look to Dominica and say, why I want to come to Dominica to invest, as opposed to right now, what is happening in those hotels up north. These are not people who looked into Dominica and say, let me go and invest in Dominica. These are people we gave our passports to sell. And out of that, they have already benefited. They are fighting over our millions. And in the meanwhile, minimum wage is being paid to people at the hotels. With us, Matt, first of all, as has already been said, within the first 6 months, we are going to find a way to raise the minimum wage. It is inexcusable in today's world that a Dominican can be legally paid $4.05 an hour. That is $1.35 a US an hour. But that's madness.
All right, Dominica, we have a little time for you to call. The telephones are going crazy. And Joshua, I saw some of your constituents are here with you, huh?
Yes, I have the PRO of the Roosevelt Constituency Association, Team Dominica United Workers Party, here with me, and with him is a young man from Bathurst, St. Mosey. They represent a cross-section of the young people in my constituency. I'm very concerned about the young men in particular. They have been under some form of oppression. They have been marginalized. And I keep them close to me, and I'm looking to work with my team, first to build a better Dominica for them, so they can get the opportunities, they can buy their own land, build their own homes, you know, instead of waiting on somebody to do something for them. Because that's the Dominica we knew, Matt. You may not have had to go to garden like I did. As a young man growing up, I had to go to garden sometimes before I go to school. From school, I had to go and sell my milk, sell my vegetables, walk all the roads of Newtown, Point Michelle.
Basket Michel. On your head.
You have a basket on my head. On Saturdays, I had to go in the market, walk around with my basket of carrots. I did that up to adult age. I didn't run to Ronan David to ask him for a dollar. My grandmother never went to Ronan David or Ozzy Walsh to ask for a dollar. But we survived. Today, I'm an attorney at law. I have 4 degrees today out of sheer hard work and the blessings of the Almighty God. And any and every Dominican can be what he or she ever desire to be. But when you have a government that is bent on making people dependent on it so that it can manipulate them psychologically, then that government has to go. It must go, and it will go.
All right, let's take a phone call. We'll get a few words there, a few cents as it relates to what's going on here from the PRO from Bathurst State. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, we the UWP, we are a team. We're not putting galvanized nail in wall. That is why we're planning and we know what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. More telephone calls. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon to Honorable Joshua Francis. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon.
My little concern is, what about the imported voters? Because I know we are good underground, but I'm concerned about the imported voters. Thank you.
But if I'm allowed to respond to that caller, yeah. I understand her concern, and there are a lot of people who are concerned about the potential of the Dominican Labour Party once again getting involved in irregularities and illegalities to steal election. Let me just say to you, fret not. Fret not. Fret not. That's all I will say for now.
All right, 449-3095. Let's go to the telephone calls there. We'll allow our guests a few words before we go. Hello.
Okay, I'm just saying thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Francis and the rest of the crew. Matt, at least Roosevelt Skerritt now knows that Mr. Lennox Linton is making plans to get back our $1.2 billion. Because we're hearing Mr. Skerritt saying that he has accounted for it. I was shocked to hear him say that. It was on DBS this morning. He said it at some event, that he has accounted for the $1.2 billion. Hola, sir. Kerry, where did you account for that $1.2 billion? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too. A telephone call? Yes, this one there on the overseas line. Hi. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello,
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my parrot, my darling, my son, my everything.
Oh, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Miss Rule. It's so nice hearing your voice. I hope all is well.
Yes, all is well. You know I am not there with you in body or in flesh, but you know I'm doing all that I can do. Most of all, it gives me more time to talk to the Lord on your behalf and on behalf of the young people of Rosa South. You know that has been one of my main concerns in Rosa South, our young people, especially our young men. And I want to tell you, we knew you as a boy, we knew you as Joshua, we knew you as Julie, as Sikiri, and we continue to love you, not because you're a lawyer, but because we knew and we know the type of gentleman that you are. You have been the best parliamentary representative in Dominica. I can say that with no fear whatsoever, because I have watched lots of parliamentary representatives in Dominica. I'm not saying that there have not been good ones, but you are the model of parliamentary representative. And for that, I thank you. And we are going to give you back this mandate. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Just a quick note there from
Can I just, you know, just thank this caller and tell her all the glory belongs to God. And yes, we are going to retain a result. Our job right now is not just to win. We have won the seat already sealed, but we are working on causing our opponent to lose a deposit.
All right. Somebody says here, since Kerry take the balls of the most that has the most balls of all Dominican men, Skerrit, I am speaking to you on my behalf. As a born and bred Dominican, I'm entitled to a percentage of all the millions you have made on the assets of Dominicans. I understand it's in the billions, so you owe me, boss. Zampoli and all the rest cannot be making millions on my assets. And that's coming from Dada Music Lawrence. I just thought I should read that for you this afternoon, Rosso Salt. Good afternoon to you. Let's say good afternoon to you, my brother. How are you?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, man.
And good afternoon to the millions of listeners to Q95.
You feel proud of your partner at this time?
Always. I'm 1.2 billion percent behind of him.
All right, my brother. All right, let's say good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon to the rest of the world and all of Dominica.
Uh-huh.
I just have to say that I am sticking with Mr. Francis because Mr. Francis is positive.
He's positive.
I grew up my whole life in the whole of Rosso area.
Yes.
And I'm not blind. I haven't seen any development, anything to make me vote the other party. I for Dominica, I for my country. And my country leading me, Joshua way. And I'll stick with Joshua because we want development in our country.
Another young man. Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Yes. Good afternoon, Matt, and to the listeners.
Yeah, you're always sticking with Joshua, man.
Always.
You feel positive now?
Kendrick, always, huh?
You feel positive?
Yeah, more than positive, man.
You're going to give him your vote from Newtown?
Yes, I tell you.
What about the other friends that you have?
Well, I have a lot of friends outside there. You see them using red. They'll come to me and tell me, well, Kendrick, I just put in the red to see what I get. But Joshua is the man.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Joshua, we don't have too many minutes. So let's. I heard you're having a big launching of the manifesto sometimes. And talk to me about that before we go.
Yes, Matt. On Saturday, the United Workers Party Team Dominica has a mother of rallies at the Newtown Savannah, where the Honorable Lennox Linton, the incoming Prime Minister of Dominica, will present the party's manifesto to the people of Dominica. And we are looking forward for all Dominicans from every corner to converge at the Newtown Savannah on Saturday. And on Sunday, the party goes to Cassibros. Another huge rally. Basically, what we are doing, we are going out there to seal victory. Matt, the polls have spoken, you know. The writing is on the wall. There is a change in Dominica. A shift has taken place. So it's just a matter of time before we take the reins of governance in this country. And tonight, we are going to Rosso Valley. Tonight, we're going to Rosso Valley. Let me inform the people of Rosso South that two buses will be available. As of 5 p.m. this afternoon, you can come near the constituency office, where you can be picked up by a bus to go to the Rosso Valley. Tonight, we're going to Rosso Valley. We're going to support the Honorable Ronald Charles.
Anything happening on Friday? I know you usually have some fundraising activity there on Friday.
Yes, we,
yes.
we do.
As yep. the PRO of the United Workers Party Roses of Executive, I'm just inviting everyone to continue giving us the full support, and we got the tasty meals and treats. So invite one and all is invited. Come and support the United Workers Party
team. And that's from what time on Friday?
From 5 p.m. till.
All right, okay. Joshua, we have to go.
Matt, once again, I just want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to interact with the people of Dominica. Rosa South, I hope you're doing well. The people of Snug Corner, 4 Bower, going as far as Silver Lake. I hope your afternoon will be blessed as usual. I want to thank all Dominicans for providing the support to Team Dominica United Workers Party. I want to big up our team, Team Dominica United Workers Party, our honorable leader, incoming Prime Minister, big up. And I want to call on the prayer warriors, do not stop praying, please. And Matt, I just want to call on Dominicans to fast. Fast and pray. All of us don't have to do it at the same time. So if somebody is fasting Monday, somebody else fast Tuesday, another person fast on Wednesday, let us fast till election.
I've seen you doing your fasting.
I don't have a choice, Matt. My source of strength comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. That is where it comes from, and that is where it's going to stay.
No clothes, no shoes, nowhere to sleep.
Thank you.
He knows how it feels with the medical care. When paracetamol is the main doctor. When I look, tell me, what do I see? Victimization, oppression, and